Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu, Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, well, we were going to try to do the sentences on page 45. Do you want to go through some of these conjugations, though?
Yeah, I was just going to say, would you mind if we just read through those together?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, totally. I thought definitely
we'd
do that.
No, I'm fine with that. Let's start with on page 39.
Right.
He gets the easiest one.
Yeah.
These yaw endings, okay?
The ah endings.
So easy. There's nothing to know. Mm-hmm. You just simply add the terminations
right,
on.
So that was easy.
No gonna sign, so.
Yeah.
He also gives a... So here in this chapter, we're only doing the present and the imperative.
Yeah.
So even if you look at the imperative, there's nothing to know,
yeah,
right? Aniyabhama sin, hitamta, tutam, antu.
Right.
And then he gives a list of the verbs. The meaning, I know some of these verbs, but the meaning of them are all... in the back,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I mean at the end of the lesson, so you can learn those. Nearly all roots of this conjugation not ending in a are irregular.
Yes,
right. We will proceed to notice the peculiarities. Okay, let's start with us, number
right.
two.
Right.
The a of us is dropped before weak terminations, swaha, sansi, etc. So let's look at this. In the Parasmaipada. Tell me if I'm going too fast.
No.
In the Parasmaipada, you remember to draw the line right after the singulars, so the dual and plural are weak.
Right.
So you're going to drop the us. So asmi strong. The endings are mi vaha maha.
Right.
So asmi swaha smaha. Asi, you have to make a note, the sa drops.
Right.
Okay.
They mentioned that.
Asi staha sta. Asti staha. Santi,
right?
The that's the same. The a will drop,
right?
And that's whether it's gachanti or santi, it's going to be the same,
right?
So is that clear for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. So now let's go down to the Parasmaipada. Aniyava ama. So asani, asava, asama,
so
because
strong. Right.
Now weak. Ad needs to be memorized.
Irregular
totally. No. Logic. Then, so the endings were blank tamta. So this would be, or he tamta in the second. So this would be, and in the second group of gunas that we're working with. So now weak. So the us drop. So stum stu.
Yeah.
Right?
Stum. Yeah.
Stum stu.
Yeah.
And then us do. Stum suntu.
Right.
There's nothing irregular there. It's just AD. Has to be memorized. Now let's go to the Atmanepada of us, because it's Ubayapada.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you very rarely see us in Atmanepada.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really recall seeing it, but it's nice to know, because it's so unusual, you know. So let's look at it. Hey, memorize. But that's important because we think of like Hey Rama.
Right,
right?
Exactly.
So you have to make a note.
Right, yeah.
Then, so Eva Hey Mahe.
Right.
Swahe Smahe. Then say Ate Dwe. So say Sate Dwe. No problem, right?
Well, Dwe is the.
Dwe, memorize.
Right.
All right, sorry. Stay, Sate, Sate.
And they're all
the Nakara drops.
Drops and all of that.
Right.
Yeah.
That. Dropping of the nakara is part
or
of being the second group.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Is there any problem with this one?
Yeah.
Except that these things you have to note, like the dwe and the hay?
Yeah.
Okay. Also say you have to note, it's not, of course there's not going to be a double S there.
Right.
Okay. Now go to, we're going to do she, number three there.
Yes, I've got some questions there.
Okay, the ending vowel of she, to lie down, takes its guna substitute before all the personal terminations, so this doesn't have to do with strong or weak now.
Mm-hmm.
She becomes she, period.
Right.
Okay. In the case of this root, the repa is prefixed to the termination of the third person plural. Just go down to the third person plural. She takes ra, and then ate. Mm-hmm. Remember that nasal drops. Okay, so that being the case, if you have she plus a, semi-vowel equivalent of a is a.
Aya, okay.
So aye, not aya, it's aye. So she plus, so you've got a plus a becomes aye.
That was my problem. I was thinking so, A plus A becomes I. That's not true.
No.
I thought it would be Shai. I couldn't figure out why it's not Shai.
Because that's the wrong...
Yes.
That's Guna Sundi. Mm-hmm. That would be A plus A is I. A or A plus A is I.
But a similar vowel plus a similar vowel is...
Only for the simple vowels.
Oh, not for the diphthongs.
Yeah. So let's just review that. When you have... it's called Dirgha Sundi. Means the two simple vowels, similar simple vowels, will take the long. E would be E. Okay? But in the diphthongs, A, I, O, L, it's semi-vowel equivalent. Mm-hmm. Even A plus A or I plus I.
That always O
plus
O.
So the semi-vowel equivalent of A is what?
I.
Without the L.
Yeah.
Okay. What about for I? If A is I,
if
I, what's
I right.
What about O?
Of.
Yeah. Ow. Of. So if you have O, it's of O.
Yeah.
Ow, of ow.
Right.
I plus I. Uh-huh. I.
Yes.
Okay. A. Yay. Right? Mm-hmm. Now there's one other thing you have to remember, and that is in that Sundi, if it's external Sundi, the ya or va can drop. You have an option. So if you have a or a plus anything, mm-hmm. but we'll just do a for now, it'd be a ye or a, the yakar dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or it's the same like if we had o, avo. The vakar can drop.
And then they separate.
And they stay separate.
Yeah.
Right? So that dropping of the yakar or vakar optionally is going to be that it's called ayava sundi. Mm-hmm. Semi-vowel equivalent sundi, ayava sundi. That option is going to be there for external sundi, not internal sundi.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So now this is internal sundi.
Right.
Okay? So, shaye.
Right, now it makes sense.
So then you have a, behe, mehe.
Yeah.
Shaye, then she, behe. No problem, right? Because
right.
in all of them, strong or weak, mm-hmm. she becomes a. Mm-hmm.
And in the second one, it's she, not she, say.
Why?
It's not say. So goes to sho.
It goes to sho. Why? It's
like
all the, if a sa within internal sundi, if the sa doesn't follow a sa affix, doesn't follow an a or a, it'll change to sha. And so here, right?
Following a.
A. Uh-huh. And so by internal sundi, that sa affix will change to sha. It'll also change to sha if it's preceded by a ka or a ra.
And so that's often the case also in the locative plurals.
In locative plural, you see it all the time. Like si ta su, mm-hmm. but ran e shu, vak shu, okay, hari shu, mm-hmm. guru shu.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, good. So that's the she. Se changes to sha. Then ate, sheyate. Here's a vowel, termination beginning with a vowel. Mm-hmm. So now we need the ayava sundi, where the a goes to ai. Mm-hmm. Then dwe, she dwe. No problem. Right? Then chete, no problem. Sheyate, ayava sundi, kajaviate. And here you have to make a note that in the third person plural that refa is added. So you've got she plus the refa plus ate. So that should be clear. Let's look at the omnipotent imperative. Ayavahai, amahai, sheyai, sheyavahai. Shiyamahai, right? Ayavasandhi there. All the way through Ayavasandhi. Ayavahai Amahai. Then Shwa, She Shwa. Swa is the ending, but Shwa because of the A. Sheyatam, Sheytwam, Atam Twam, right? Then Sheytam, Sheyatam, now plural, takes the Repa. She plus Ra, plus Ra plus Atam. Atam. Clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Four. The ending U of roots takes its vriddhi substitute, i.e. becomes au, when followed by a strong termination beginning with a consonant. So they get the example of nu.
Right.
What's number two? The ending e or u, short or long, of a root is changed to ia or u when followed by a weak termination beginning with a vowel. Okay, so let's go through and apply those. So in the Paris Maipada, the singulars are strong. So that means that u will go to al. So now me. And then when it says the second part, the ending e or u, short, and this is very common, by the way, e or u, short or long, of a root is changed to ia or uv when followed by a weak termination beginning with a vowel. So this isn't an instance of that here. So the root is nu. So we've got mi vaha maha. Mm-hmm. So now mi, nu vaha, nu maha.
Right.
Then now she, the sha, because of the yao. Mm-hmm. Nutaha, nuta. Now ti, nutaha. Then here's your uv. Uv goes to uv.
Right, that's the
because
only,
of the empty.
Right.
Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Because u goes to u because of a weak termination beginning with a vowel and a t. Let's go to the imperative. Anyava ama, strong. So, because strong. Nu goes to no, following.
No.
Mm-mm.
No is strong, isn't it?
Now look at here. The ending u of roots takes its vriddhi substitute and becomes au when followed by a strong termination beginning with a consonant.
Yeah. Oh, this is anyava.
When it begins with a vowel, it'll just go to the regular taking guna.
Oh, right.
Okay. What it normally does is take guna. But if it's strong and it begins with a vowel, it'll take vriddhi.
Well, where does it say it normally takes guna?
The strongs, that's normally what happens, is a penultimate or ending vowel will take guna in the strong terminations. We have to go way back for that. To the general...
For the general rule for all the non 1, 4, 6, 10.
That's right.
Oh, see that? Okay.
Yeah. Let me see
okay.
If I can go back to that for you.
No,
you have to go way back.
No.
So just general rules. Go back to page 13. 14. I think you go up there.
Yeah, I think it's easier in the
Antoine. The Antoine might be easier. Remember it all happened in the fifth,
yeah.
and the eighth that took guna, remember that? Let's see. It's number 6 on page 14. Before strong terminations, the ending vowel and the penultimate short of the base take their guna substitute. Number 6 on 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And we've had that all the way through. We still have it. It's still applicable. So, but you have to make a note here that since these begin in Ani Ava Ama.
Begin with a vowel.
Yeah, begin with a vowel.
The general rule applies.
Ayava Sandhi. O becomes of Nivani, Nivama, Nivava, Nivama.
Yep.
Tara, are you with me on this?
I'm following you, yeah.
Okay, good. So we're on page 42.
Mm-hmm.
Now, second is weak. So you knew the ending is Hithanta.
Mm-hmm.
So nuhi, nutam, nuta, nothing. Yes. Then now to there's the vidhi because it's strong.
Right.
And it begins with a consonant.
It's not strong.
It is. The imperative, the first person, and the first, all the first person,
sorry,
and third person singular. Imperative microphone. So now to nutam, then nivantu. Now we're going to the uv, right? Because it's weak, begins with a vowel, unto,
yes.
So nivantu.
Yes.
Clear?
Mm-hmm.
We have now me and now she. In the case of the strong terminations me and she, they have an initial consonant. While in the first person imperative, though the terminations are strong, they begin with a vowel. Hence the new, the U of new is changed to guna by the general rule, 6, page 14.
Yes.
Yeah, you should have read this. And thus we have no, which becomes nuf before the vowel.
So Carol, is it actually worth remembering, trying to remember these rules, or is it just better to just remember the all 9, you know, conjugations?
I would, what I think is good to do is to really study this, learn the rules, understand them, and then what happens is you start understanding these patterns.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's. I guess that was my question. Yeah. Are there really patterns, for instance, to...
There
to
are
other?
Patterns, yeah. Mm-hmm. You start seeing these riddhis and uvs and is,
yeah.
And then it makes sense to you and you can take it back to the original. But so if you were, say you were to study all of these carefully and really understand them, you know, then you'll start being able to recognize patterns.
Okay.
Let's go to number 5 here. After stu and ru, the augment e is optionally prefixed to the terminations beginning with a consonant. You have to know because common word, stu is to praise.
Yeah.
So, checks up in here. Okay, the first one is just going to be like nu, right? Staumi. Let's do it without the E first.
Mm-hmm.
Stauni, stuvaha, stumaha. Stauchi, stutaha, stuta. Stauti, stutaha, stuvanti. So you've got that oov there. You've got the ow because strong termination beginning with a consonant.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's exactly like what we did with nu.
Okay.
Now, look at this secondary form. It's going to take an E. So the first thing to know is that because it's beginning with a vowel, there's not going to be a vridhi once we add the E. So, E, because it's going to be imi, eva, ima, right? Okay.
Oh, I'm
Ita, right? So that means that in the strong, it's going to take guna. Okay? So what is the guna of U is O. So O plus E is ayavasandhi of. So stavimi. Right?
I see.
Now these, the next dual and plural are weak and they begin with a vowel. So they're going to take uv. Like in the third person plural. So stuviva, stuvima. Stuvivaha, stuvimaha. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Look in the third person plural. Remember if a weak termination begins
in... Yes, like nuvanti. Yeah.
Like nuvanti. So here, these are weak.
Okay.
So here you have uv, right? So stuvivaha and stuvimaha. Now go to the second person. Paris Maipad is going to be strong. So you need guna, sto. Stu becomes sto. Then ayavasandhi, stavishi. Then back to the weak. Begins with a, termination begins with a vowel. So like nu.
Right.
So stuvitaha, stuvita. Then back to the third, we're strong again, so stu becomes sto, ayavasandhi, staviti. Right? Then stuvitaha, stuvanti. There's your uv. Everybody see?
Yeah.
Let's read through it. Before t and the other strong terminations, the u takes vridhi by 441. But when these terminations have e prefixed to them by 5,
right.
They cease to have an initial consonant, and hence, in that case, we have guna.
Right.
And thus, by the change of stu to sto and stav, the ayavasandhi, right, we have staviti, and etc. When the weak terminations have e prefixed, the final u of the root becomes u by 2, page 42, 41. Hence, suvitaha. and the third person plural unti has no initial consonant,
right.
Therefore no e can be put before it. Hence we have only one form.
Right.
Stubanti. The forms of the imperative should be made up on these principles. Stautu, stavitu. Everybody with me at the bottom of the page
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Stautu, stavitu, third person.
Yeah.
And then stuhi, stuvihi, because weak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stuhi and stuvihi. And then the strong, stavani, stavava, aniava. There's not going to be a secondary form. Right, because it begins with a vowel. The affix begins with a vowel, ani, ava, ama.
Yeah.
Let's go to the top of page 43. Am I going too fast?
Mm-hmm.
You're okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The omnipotent paradigms, stute and stuvite, right, because weak, and omnipotent is weak. So you've got te and then ite. So stute, and then if you have ite, since it's weak, it'll take the uv. Stute, stuvite. Our third person singular. And then stuvate. Remember, it begins with a, so there's not going to be an e affix. So stuvate. And then ate, stuvate. Ate, ate, right? Should be constructed in the same way. And then ru, we would do exactly in the same. Ru also can take that e. So if you can do stu, you can do ru. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And these optional forms for the root ending in u only apply to these two roots.
That's right. Stu and ru.
And are they common? Do you see them equally in both forms, or is there one that you see more?
I see the first form more.
Mm-hmm.
So only when I recall seeing, but then if I don't read that much in the Mahabharata or the Ramayana, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, there'd be a lot more spoon room there.
Yeah. After brew, number six now. After brew, the strong terminations beginning with a consonant have the augment e prefixed to them. Brew is a common root. It also is an irregular root, as we'll see. So, take bru, long u, right? It's going to be strong in singular, so become o. And then o becomes of, because of the eni. See, after bru, the strong terminations beginning with a consonant have e prefixed them. So here's ni, she, and ti.
Yeah.
They also, bravini, and then just regular bruvaha, brumaha, bravishi, because of that, right? E prefix, brutaha, bruta, braviti, brutaha, bruvanti. Okay. The last by two, page 41, that uv. The atmanepada forms are brute, bruvate, and bruvate. There's that uv. You see the uv there?
Mm-hmm.
Brute, and then because weak, it begins with a vowel, bruvate and bruvate. You clear on that, Kiki?
Yeah. Ate, right.
Yeah. It's ate and ate, so it's going to get that oof because of the weak.
Yeah.
The imperative first person is bravani, because strong. Ru becomes o, and then ayavasandhi, bravani. The following are five irregular forms of the present tense of a defective root, which means to speak. Aha. This is where we say, you know, you see it all the time, even in the Gita or in the Upanishads, aha, aha, ahatuhu, ahuhu, atha, ahatuhu. You have to memorize it.
And the verb is aha.
You know.
What is the root?
I always thought that it was a defective form of brew. Now, he's not saying that. Maybe I learned that wrong. Or just, if that's not correct what I'm saying, I've just known it incorrectly for a long, long time. Let me just check here. You might have to look it up somewhere else. Or maybe how it's a defective form that only has those five, and then we always use brew instead for all. Maybe that's how.
Oh, I see.
That's how I got that.
Because that was weird to me.
Wait a minute.
They didn't mention the root.
Just a minute.
What does brew mean?
To speak.
To
speak
also. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought brew means to cry.
No, that's.
Oh, root. That's root. Sorry. Brew means to speak.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is correct, I think.
Okay.
Listen to this. Bru, tu ubayapada. Braviti, braviti, it's ubayapada.
Mm-hmm.
Brute or aha.
Oh.
This root is defective in the non-conjugational tenses. Its forms being made up from vach. Okay, so what they're saying is that they're sticking aha along as a defect. It's a defective form. It doesn't have any more forms than that. And it can be used instead of brew.
Okay.
Say braviti, brute, or aha.
Okay.
This root is defective in the non conjugational tenses. Because I always learned brew is defective also, but it means it doesn't have a form in the non conjugational tenses like the futures, we don't know those yet. You don't know those yet.
Okay.
The futures, the aorist, desiderative, all of these.
Okay.
Brew doesn't have a form, and then it will use vach instead.
Okay?
But this aha is associated with brew, you know? And that's why you have to know this, because aha looks like an aorist or something. You don't know what to do with it. So it's an odd form, a defective form, and you just see it as like a secondary form of brew.
And you only see it in these conjugational forms?
Only
that
these.
They're listing? Okay.
That they're listing.
Only
nothing
the
else.
Five.
Yeah, that's right. Nothing more. It's just
and so we don't say that these five forms are a form of the root aha. We just say
no.
We don't even say that.
No, they just use the part of the defective root. You can just hook them on to
brew.
Relate them to brew.
Okay.
Then, like for instance, for the atmane pada, relate them to brew. So instead of like brute, you could say aha,
mm-hmm.
and aha tuhu. Ahuhu, ata. The only one I've seen that's twice. Aha and ahuhu.
Oh.
The third person. Not that there's others you don't see, but I don't recall them. But these were I see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Aha and ahuhu. Let me just look up aha and see if he gives any other special information.
Now, is brew only parasmaipada or is it ubayapada?
Ubayapada.
So these forms of aha are.
They're usually related to the, I think, to the atmanepada, but it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Since those are the only. Okay, they have a little something. First of all, aha also means an indeclinable, which means reproof or severity command. But number two meaning, an irregular verbal form of a third person singular present tense of a defective verb meaning to say or to speak, supposed by Indian grammarians to be derived from brew,
mm-hmm.
and by European scholars from aha. The only forms of so I learned it as derived from brew when I was studying. Okay.
Right.
The only forms of the root existing in the language are ata, ahatuhu, aha, ahatuhu, and ahuhu.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are the five.
Those are the five. So I think if you take it to be derived, since we'd rather go with the Indian grammarians.
Yeah.
Okay.
European grammarians.
Yeah, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
Take it to be, you know, derived from brew somehow.
Right.
I'm just going to look up offer. Let's see what it's even listed here. Offer. There's no. Not here. Okay, that's good enough. Okay, are we satisfied with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's see, number 8. Determinations of the first person of the imperative are appended to Su. Oh, the terminations of the first person of the imperative as appended to Su to give birth are weak.
And they're normally strong, right?
They're normally strong. So, see how they do that here. Su-te, Su-va-te, Su-va-te. That's the third person. Then the imperative, Su-shua. Second person, Su-shua. And then Su-vai. So I suv, it takes the u becomes uv, because followed by a vowel. Remember that if we deal with them as weak, if we deal with them as strong, it would become so, and it'd
right.
be savai.
Right.
But it doesn't. They deal with them as weak, so it stays as u becomes uv, suvai. So are you getting used to already starting to get used to these u becoming uv?
Yeah.
It's every you'll find it everywhere. So it's suvai, suvabahai. Suvamahai.
Mm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to 9. After, oh, it's common verbs, after rud, to cry, swap, to sleep, shwas, to breathe, un, I think, is to breathe also, we have to look that up, and juksh, I think, is to eat. The augment e is prefixed to the terminations beginning with any consonant except ya. Very common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, juxtaposed to eat. Let me. I want to find un. Yeah, un is also to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Like it comes from prana, pra plus un, prana.
Oh.
Right. So shwap to sleep. These are all shwas. All of these very common. So let's say the augment e is prefixed to the terminations beginning with any consonant except ya. So here you have in the Parasmaipada, it's going to be strong singulars will be strong. So ru goes to ro. Okay? So
yeah.
Root goes to road,
mm-hmm.
prefixes the e,
mm-hmm.
rodini.
Mm-hmm.
Then any termination, right? Beginning with a consonant, so now it stays weak, rud, rudiva. Rudivaha, rudimaha. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Then rodishi, because strong, and the sha, because of the e.
Yeah.
Then ruditaha and rudita. Then roditi, strong.
Yeah.
Then ruditaha and rudanti. Any problem?
Mm-hmm.
Now the thing is, these verbs are so common that it probably would be worth it to write them out. I mean, if you have time,
you can conjugate them.
Conjugate them,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Just because so common.
So all of these that you've gone through
mm-hmm.
in this beginning part? And
number
were
9.
All not just number 9?
Oh, I started talking about
number
9.
Okay.
Just because I see these so often, you know. The Bravini, he did conjugate those for you. That's very common. But here he only did rude. But what about, you have to remember shwap and shwas and un and juch, just because common,
mm-hmm.
at least in the present tense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the imperative on the same principle, rudihi. If you learn them on the present tense and saw the pattern, you'll be able to take that pattern all the way through
mm-hmm.
for those, and you also learn those roots. So imperative is the same principle, rudihi, right? Because imperative, the affix is. Determination is e, ki, it's weak.
Yeah.
Okay. So, rudihi. And rodani, ani, strong.
Yeah. So, who goes to wrong?
Mm-hmm. The other roots should be similarly conjugated. The third person plural termination of juch loses its in, as will be subsequently noticed, and that I think will be in the Paris Mike, but that's an unusual form. So just we'll keep that to the side and we'll see it later. 10. The root E to go is an exception to rule 241. It is changed to ya before a weak termination with an initial vowel. See that yen T?
Yeah.
Very common root everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amy, remember the singulars are strong. Amy, Ivaha, Imaha, Eshi, Itaha, Ita, Eti, Itaha, Yanti.
Mm-hmm.
Memorize.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is with this root, E, it'll take a lot of prefixes. Like, for instance, the next one we do, adi. Adi plus E is adi. Prati. Prati plus E is prati. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Pra plus E is pray. Mm-hmm. So you have to remember this, this simple little root,
right.
You know, kind of inserts itself invisibly into
these
words,
right?
So you have to remember it. Because if you think, you know, we think of gun to go,
mm-hmm.
how pervasive that is. Well, E means to go also. So it's everywhere. So let's look at a very common student in the...
Yeah, what is the imperative
Adiza.
First person? Is
Ayani because E takes guna. What's the guna V?
Yeah.
A.
Right.
Then Ayadisandi? Ayani. Another... Thanks for pointing out. That's another kind of... You want to think that that's E, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to make a note of it.
Yeah, so it's I plus Ani, right?
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at Adi plus E is to study, another very common root. So Atmanepada, A, Avahe, I mean, sorry. What was I thinking? Yeah, Eva Hemahe. Okay. Adi plus A.
Right.
Weak. E becomes Ia. Remember we have U becomes Uv?
Right.
Remember that? U becomes Uv,
mm-hmm.
E becomes Ia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, Adi plus E, E becomes Ia. Because weak, Adiye. Then, simple, adi plus vahe, adi vahe, adi mahe, nothing. Straightforward. Then adi she, straight. And now adi yate, weak. E becomes iya
mm-hmm.
plus ate. Adi yate. Then adi dwe, straight. Adi plus dwe. Adi te, straight. Adi yate, E becomes iya.
Mm-hmm.
Adi yate. Any nizate, right? The nasal drops. Adiyate. It's not ante, it's ate in the second group.
Right. That rule where E goes to ear, that is also just the Ayavasandhi rule, isn't it? Why?
Ayavasandhi would be
E,
e goes to ya.
Right.
Not ear.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
E goes to ya.
Yeah.
Right. Ear. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not
ear,
yeah.
Not ear.
In this case, the E stays.
That's right. That's the difference. Instead of just yakara, it goes to E plus the yakara.
Mm-hmm.
You know when I say yakara, it means the
yeah,
ya without the without
yeah.
the When I say refa, it means the R without.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Separated from a D, the last three forms are ite, Iyate, Iyate. He's just taking the upasarga, the prefix off, so you can see how you would decline ite in the Atmanepada.
Mm-hmm.
Ite, Iyate, Iyate.
Mm-hmm.
In which we see I is changed to Iya before ate and ate, and so on with
mm-hmm.
the rest. Okay. First person imperative. I, Avahai, Amahai. So. strong. So adi becomes ade, right? Then takes ayava, the aya. So ajayai, ajayavahai, ajayamahai. E taking its guna becomes a, which is changed to I, and with the terminations, the forms are ayai, etc. Clear? Good. One more. Good, we've gone through all of these. This is good. Os. This os is to throw, I think.
Just
sit. Okay. Oh, that was asta. I was thinking asta, sit. Okay, so he just gives the imperative. There's nothing here. Let's see. Asai, asavahai, asamahai. Aswa, keeps the double sa. Aswa, asatam, adwam, sa drops. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Astam, asatam, asatam.
Mm-hmm.
Tam, atam, atam. Astam, asatam, asatam. Everything's weak.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to remember the double sa for aswa, which is
actually by the rule.
It's by the rule, yeah.
It's regular.
And adwam you have to know, and we had that before, right, where the with us where it drops. It was a idwe or something like that.
That's the exact
dwe. Dwe instead of is that the same? Instead of the sa drop.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right, right. And the opening for the
yeah, of us. Right.
This was very helpful. Yeah.
Yeah.
To go through together as well.
Yeah, because it helps us to remember. Let's take a quick stand up break. Get some tea. Okay, sentences on page 45.
Yeah, I'll start.
Put this over here. Okay.
Asmin jagati. Ye.
Ajagati, right? Yasmin jagati.
Yes. Asmin jagati.
Yeah.
Ye. Santi. Kavayaha. Is that Kavayaha?
Kavayaha.
Kavayaha. Tan.
Tan.
Tan. Kavyaha tan. And then we have namas kritya tam. No. What did I do?
Yeah, no, you have
was I right?
Namas kritya etam.
Etam.
Oh.
I just completely dropped that off. Etam.
Hmm. No problem.
And then we have Gantam.
Gantam.
Oh, sorry. Gantam.
Mm-hmm.
Ahadhe. And that's it, right? Ahadhe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a little rough. So, Asmin is from Edom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the locative singular. And then we have Jagati, which is world. So in this world, it's also in the locative singular. Ye is from Yud, and it's the nominative plural, masculine. So I said those who, or those who. Santi is from us. It's the present third person, plural, parasmaipada. Those who are. I don't know, I could not figure out what Kaviyaha is.
From Kavi. Hari, Kaviyas. Poets.
Right. Poets.
Poets.
So it's plural.
Right.
Poets from Kavi. Okay. And Tan is accusative plural from Tud. And then we have we have namas plus kri. And kritya is a potential participle, right? Did I get that?
In the clinical past participle.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought it might be.
Because you needed to, if it was a potential, you needed to decline it.
Yeah, so I don't know why I've got that.
But then you've got the kriya. Remember, kriya now it's got an upasarga, mm-hmm. so it's going to take the ya, but since it's a short mm-hmm. vowel, mm-hmm. it'll take the ta.
Okay.
So, because short vowel will take the ya, will take the ta augment. Okay. So instead, it wouldn't be kriya, ya, it'd be kritya.
Okay.
So now
it's
kritya.
It's parent. Mm-hmm. So basically having bowed down to.
Yeah.
And etam, is that from Edom? No.
Yeah.
It is, okay.
Or one of those.
It's one of those, I don't know which. I don't know those. Let me look on my sheet. Etam. Yes, it's from Etad, isn't it?
Etam.
Well, as opposed to what?
Oh, I don't know. As opposed to, I said Edom.
Oh, yeah, it's Etad, that's
it's
right.
It's Etad. Yeah. I'm just looking.
Etam.
Oh, it's accusative the accusative singular.
Yeah.
And so that means this also.
Yeah.
Okay. And then grantam is from grant, and it's the accusative singular.
From granta.
Granta, sorry.
Yeah.
I was looking at it as a verb. It's actually a noun.
Right.
It's masculine, accusative singular, meaning binding. Oh, so these are the definitions.
It's just
about
a book.
It's just for book? Okay. Okay.
If it said composition, it could be that in context also. But Grunta, we always translate it as book.
Book, okay. And then, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know what Arab was either.
I thought it might be from Rab to begin.
Yeah. Arab.
Arab.
To begin. Arab.
Okay.
Arab. The makara drops.
Oh, that's why I guess it should be arambhe.
Yeah, and the ma drops.
Okay.
Arambhe.
So it's atmanepada, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Ma drops because
there's a rule in the sixth gana, I think it is. It's makara.
So rab is the root and sixth. Okay.
And it's first person, right?
Eva he mahe, right?
Yeah.
Atmanepa, the first person present, I think.
First. Okay, and it means I write. No, I begin.
Yeah, I begin this book.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, actually, I did kind of get to that. All right. So I begin. I begin this book having what the heck's going on?
Make sure it's Tibby in
there. I thought that was Durga Kana.
Oh, the Durga Kana?
No, she didn't.
Oh, that sounds like it's coming from the back of the house. Right?
Durga, you here?
No, well, I thought it was Tibby.
Tibby, she's playing. Running around.
It's you?
She's Tibby. She's very playful. Okay, in this world. I don't know what this means.
I think it's, I begin this book having done salutations to all the poets in this world.
Having bowed down. Okay. Having honored.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, we're a fly-catching team.
She's trying to get a fly.
Yeah, and it's up high, so I'll pick her up. We're like,
I want a fly. You're bumping around like a second ago. That's nice.
Yeah.
But Timmy, you can't fly, I guess.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
So disgusting.
She's a little huntress. I'm so proud
Timmy.
Of her.
Timmy!
Okay, so what are we doing with this?
So, I begin this book having bowed down.
Oh, where's Durga?
I don't know.
Maybe she's a little late.
Yeah, maybe she's just running around.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. So I begin this book having bowed down to the poets. Who are in this world?
To those who are poets in the world.
To those who are poets in the world.
I bow down to those who are the poets, who are poets in the
world. Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In this world, those to those who are poets, having given namaskars.
I mean, having bowed down, or however you want to say.
Doesn't there have to be a dative sense here for namaskritya?
No, that's when it's an indeclinable. Here it's a upasarga. It's a preposition to the, not preposition, prefix to the to a verb. Mm. It's not being used alone. It's being used as a namaskri, as
right,
a verb.
But so when you do it to the kavis, you know the. You say you do it to the poets. My salutation is to
use,
the poets.
I can use
right?
even the word like num.
Right.
Like numati.
Mm-hmm.
She's not there. Where's she?
Oh.
Hi, Durga.
Danya.
Hi, Danya.
She was on. Okay.
Like we say Shri Guru Pyo Namaha.
That's right. But that's using namas as an indeclinable.
Oh, so only that governs the dative.
That's right. Namas governs the dative.
I see.
But here, see. We're using namaskri. An
see.
Indeclinable
source
okay, is governing the tongue, right? Can everybody see it? Do you want to read it?
Yeah. Asmin Jagati. Ye Santi.
Hi, Danya.
Ye Santi.
Kavayaha.
Kavayaha.
Tan namaskritya. Etam.
Grantham.
Arabhe. So, should we continue or do the...
No, do one.
Pritcha balakaha kim roditi. Pritcha is, I think I'll look this up. It is the, it's a P was it? It's a sixth. I have second person imperative singular. Ask the child why he's crying. Balakaha is just nominative. No. Accusative. No, it has
no,
to be nominative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Ramaha. Balakaha. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kim Roditi, why? Kim
yeah.
is indeclinable, why?
Yeah.
And Roditi is the second
mm-hmm.
Conjugational verb. It's in third person singular from the verb rud. Mm-hmm.
So, what does it mean?
So, it means ask the boy why he cries or why he's crying.
No.
Rich? No.
That's what I thought too.
Ask the boy? If you ask the boy would have to be
no.
accused.
Oh,
sorry. You ask why does
boy.
Why does the child weep? You ask
yeah.
why does the child weep?
Please ask. Why is the boy
ask.
Crying? Why you don't think it doesn't say please, but for the imperative, why is the child crying?
Okay.
So I said ask the child why he's crying, but it's actually saying ask why the child is crying.
That's right.
Right.
Ask why the child is crying. Let's think about what we're going to. What we want to do here, we're supposed to read down to two sentences.
Yeah.
Since there are three lessons,
mm-hmm.
how do you want to, in the second gun, how do you want to proceed?
I want to do one lesson at a time, if possible.
No.
I don't know how long the second lesson is.
No, I know, but...
Oh, no, it's not long, Carol. The second one is, lesson eight is not long at all.
Do you think that for the next class we could finish these sentences?
The top six, you mean?
Yeah.
Up to the Sarushu, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were meant to do that today.
And then go on.
Uh-huh.
And do even the next six, because they're really short.
Oh, yeah. On page 53.
Yeah, on page 53, starting on
52. 53, right. So in other words, we'll
We already have done the first six on 45, so we're not going to do any more on 45. Is that what you're saying?
I'm suggesting that.
Okay.
I don't mind if you want to stay.
No,
a long
I think
time.
That's good.
Because
no.
There's three
yeah.
different lessons
yeah.
on the second.
Yeah.
So just finish these six on 45.
Okay.
And then on page 52 and 53, go down to. Where do you want to go down to? What is reasonable? That last one being Sarah Ma, or do you want to stick in a long sentence? Probably won't finish it.
Sarah Ma said,
mm-hmm.
That's okay. And then
try.
The three on page 52.
A Yem and Tom, too?
Yeah, well.
Go do a Yem and Tom.
A
Yem Me Putrakaha, and then Tom Na Kopi.
Okay.
Because they're also short.
So then we stop. So the line we don't do is
Drona.
Throw.
Drona. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is one, two, three.
So, all right.
Because if you look, it's just the imperfect and potential, and it's doesn't look very hard. It only takes us 10 minutes to go through those.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
We'll just do
and we only did two today, so we have to. We'll finish up
mm-hmm.
what we didn't do from last week's assignment. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Let's go on to. Let's go on to. Vitara Sagaran.